Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, the Belgian national identity. For more than 500 days at the start of this decade, Belgium did not have a government. Split between the Flemish-speaking north and the French-speaking south, its political parties were unable to form a workable coalition. The possibility of the nation splitting into three, Flanders, Wallonia and a Brussels city-state, was not out of the question. Belgium was dubbed by some the world's wealthiest failed state, a nation in name only. In the wake of this week's terrorist attacks in Brussels, Belgium now faces a problem familiar to many other Western nations in recent years: how to integrate the disaffected elements of its Muslim community. But what precisely are the small minority of Belgium's disaffected, unemployed Muslim youth supposed to be integrating into? What is the Belgian national identity? The modern Belgian state was spatchcocked together in the 19th century as a buffer between France and the Netherlands. The British, and yes, once again, the colonial ghosts of Britain haunt this story, saw it as the best way to hold the French at bay. And like so many other states bolted together by a colonial power, Iraq, Syria, any number in Central Africa, it dragged into union people who did not feel they had much in common.
Maar de Vlamingen hebben gekozen. En ze hebben gekozen voor verandering.
Those divides in Belgium have not disappeared over the past 180-odd years. As a result, this is a country that has shunned centralisation to an almost astonishing degree. It's a nation of 11 million people with six governments, three regions and three languages, which don't quite correlate with the three regions. Brussels, a city of 1 million, has 19 different mayors and six separate police forces. Now more than ever, Belgium needs to develop a sense of national identity. And maybe sport can provide a nudge. Two years ago, there was a moment of unity, a moment of national identity. Belgium's national football team qualified for the World Cup and reached the quarterfinals. The team was a true reflection of the modern Belgium: Flemish and Walloon, white and black, Moroccan and Congolese. And united. No splits, no rows, no differences. Belgium's next match against Portugal has been cancelled. Understandable, given it was to take place in Brussels next week. But they will play again this summer at the European Championships in France, and they will start as one of the favourites. Victory there, as trite as this may sound to some, would go a long way to bringing this fractured nation together. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.